Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MikeStewart.live, the online TV show that's all about Q&A and discussions about online marketing, with especially focused on audio and video. And I am so excited today to have my mentor, the guy that I have to give credit to got me started. I'll never forget, I don't even remember how many years ago it was. It's probably been 17 or 18 years ago. I got in touch with this guy, and he got me started in more ways than one. And we'll probably talk about that throughout the show. So I'm going to bring him on here in a second. But his name is Tom Antion. And what's so amazing about Tom, he's one of the most giving, knowledgeable people I've ever met in my life. And I remember the day he said, Mike, you need to get an email list together. And I go, well, I don't know what to do. He says, put an ebook together, and I'll send people over to it to sign up. And it was because of Tom, I got my first 50 people on my email list. And I have never forgotten that. And of course, I could sit here and probably take up the whole hour telling you all the great things that Tom's done for me, but I'm not going to do that. More importantly, I'm going to bring on my mentor, my friend, the man himself. Here he is, Tom Antion.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Oh, you know what? I'm just so tickled to having you here, and I'm so tickled to talk about some things that are audio video marketing. I know one of the things that you're doing is podcasting, and I'm going to throw up your
throw up. Don't throw up, man.
I'm not going to start talking yet. always the comedian. Always.
you forgot how slow I am. Listen, folks. Listen. I don't know where his mind is at, but it's been more than 17 years since we've known each other. So he was the one that got me doing quality audio. So I'm not going to talk about any quality audio today. He's the one that got me to do it. But 20 years ago, he said, Tommy, you got to get a compressor limiter. Well, 2 years ago, I got a compressor limiter. There it sits right over here. So it's 18 years for me to. He says, Tommy, you got to get an interface for your condenser mic to go into your computer. All right. So there it is right there after 18 years. He says, you got to get phantom power. Okay. There's phantom power after 18 years. You got to get a condenser mic. That mic you got is crappy. Okay. There it is after 18 years. So. All of that stuff. I'm just slow. That's all.
No. And the thing that you did for me that I was so dumb about, and whatever year it was, I'm sorry, my memory fails me. But you said, I told you, and I rattled it off like an audio engineer. I said, you need a compressor limiter. You need some sort of USB audio mixer. You need to be sure you have some EQ. You need to be sure you have, a software that'll make MP3. And you said, whoa. Dumb it down, Mike. And I said, I thought I was dumbing it down. And you said, no, I tell you what, go get me what I need and ship it to me. I said, okay. And he says, and I'll never forget this, folks. This is how generous this guy is. And it just floored me. I'd never heard of people doing it. He says, tack a couple $100 on the credit card bill for yourself. And I said, well, why would you pay me to just help you? He said, because what your information has value. I'll never forget you said that. Don't ever devalue your information. And I mean, and to me, you know, I'm a guy who back in those days was happy to get $75 playing a gig for 4 hours. To make $200 just to go shop at the music store for a buddy was like, I don't know if you remember this, but I said, are there any more people out there like you?
I think I do remember. I don't know.
And so, you know, how many ever years ago it was, Tom Antion, you are an inspiration. And that's why I'm glad to have you here on my little streaming TV show that I'm trying to build some momentum. Obviously, you can watch this over and over again. It'll be archived for life at MikeStewart.live. Got a whole strategy on that. But you... a few years ago, you called me and you said, you're going to get into podcasting, which, you know, I have been a proponent of podcasting for a long, long time because it's an internet audio strategy.
But see, and I poo-pooed it for a long time because that doesn't mean I poo-pooed audio. I've got hundreds of audio products that are good because of you and what you taught me. But I was poo-pooing podcasting because it appeared to me that nobody was making any money. It was all a big ego trip. Mm-hmm. But guess what? That has changed significantly, and I'll get into that in a minute. But well,
I couldn't agree more. And I think one of the problems with podcasting, and I want to hear your spin on it, is that most people feel like, well, I got to do like radio. I got to get advertisers supported. And the truth is there are some podcasters out there that have millions of listeners. But the model like traditional radio that is build a big audience and sell advertising to advertisers, it just is almost impossible with a podcast, in my opinion. Now, but I want to hear your
Here's the problem with that. First of all, and these figures are rough, but they're pretty accurate. A sponsor, and this isn't a sponsor like a big brand sponsor where Pepsi sponsors you. This is the sponsor as it applies to podcasting. The sponsors pay between $12 and $25 per 1,000 downloads per episode.
Right.
And 25 is for the big kahunas, big well-known that they're begging to get on there. For you starting out, you're lucky if you get $12 per 1,000 downloads. But guess what? It's hard to get 1,000 downloads per episode. So you're going to go months and months and months with zero income. That's just ridiculous. So the method I teach is you are your own sponsor. You are the sponsor for each episode. So my podcast, the first episode made money because in the podcast, I talked about products that I have. Now, some of you might say, well, I don't have any products yet. And don't get dirty here. But if you got a mouth, you got a product. Okay. You could consult and coach for topics right off the bat on something that, you know, if you have enough expertise to do a podcast, you got enough expertise to coach on it. So be your own sponsor is my take on it. So you can start making money right off the bat. If you do happen to hit a grand slam and start getting millions of downloads, then you could tap in as an extra, you know, 30 seconds, you get an extra $800 or $1,000, take it. All right. But that ain't going to happen in the beginning until you really build up to enormous numbers of listeners. But you don't have to do that if you're your own sponsor for each episode.
All right. Well, let me ask you some things about your podcast, because that was a revelation that I loved podcasting because it was a use of a microphone. It was a use of music. It is radio. It is a form of on-demand radio. But the radio model was broadcasting. This is narrowcasting. So what have been the things you've done? I remember when you said, I'm going to create the Screw the Commute podcast. At screwthecommute.com, you can, I'm sure you're everywhere podcasts are. Mm-hmm. The podcasts are now in Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. And nowadays, I don't know, I'm sure you saw it, Amazon Alexa, Audible, and Amazon Music are adding all podcasts, 55 million new potential listeners worldwide. So the reach is there. The content has got to be. This is why I'm doing this today. You need great content. You need to consistently make great content. So tell me, I remember the day you said, I'm going to start a podcast. I said, well, good for you. And you're going to laugh at me, Mike. I'm going to buy a good microphone and a compressor, all those things you told me years ago. I'm getting them. And I'm going to make a high quality, and I'm going to be consistent. Now tell me all the episodes you've done and what's been some of the results. What is the dedication? You know, it's not the technical, it's the dedication that you've made to a commitment to never stop doing it, even when no one was listening.
Yeah. All right. So a couple things. First of all, the figures on like Amazon's Echo that you just held up there is over 100 million of those now. So, and there's another 55 million Google assistants in people's homes. These are some of the decisions of why I started the podcast. The other really big one is that new cars are being set up so you can just talk to the dashboard and say, play Screw the Commute podcast, and it starts playing out of your dashboard. So it's the listenership has exceeded XM radio, which you have to pay for. And people are just going crazy listening to podcasts. So that was one of the reasons why I started. And then the name of the podcast, I think, is pretty important. Mine is very clear. It's not cutesy, because there's so many people starting podcasts, they can't, you know, you don't want to be sloughed over because they couldn't tell what it was about. They can go look at 300 other ones. So Screw the Commute is pretty clear. based on the fact I never had a job and it's entrepreneurial. So get out of your job and get a start a business kind of thing. So that's the naming is important of it. But from the results, I have an enormous product mix. I have anything from $17 up to $58,000 of products and services that I sell. So in my school, one person joined my school when they were military. So they got a 50% scholarship. That was $9,500 just for one person. Mm-hmm. So I could go for months and months and have nobody buy anything. And I'd still be ahead that most podcasters. But it's not that way. Pretty much every episode brings in some kind of sales. And then occasionally a really big sale in my mentor program or my school. So that's why I just harp for people to be their own sponsor and learn product creation. And digital product creation is so low risk because it's 97% profit. So you're kind of crazy not to get your stuff into digital formats where people can buy them and download them instantly. Money goes into your checking account. But it's stimulated. The markets are stimulated through the podcast. So you have young people are listening to podcasts, male and female. You got middle-aged people listening. You got elderly people listening. So you're reaching a market way bigger than you probably have in the past.
Well, this is where I think a lot of people have got to be honest with themselves. And a lot of people I work with, I say, you've got to have, I call a digital back end. In other words, one of the things that you've always taught and you've taught me and
I wish my back end was digital. I could take off a few electrons back there.
Well, what a back end to me was a litany of things that make right. you money online. And most people, the only thing they have, if they're lucky, maybe is a book, and a book to me has always been such a low ticket item. You guys sell a lot of books to make any significant money, but when you have information products and affiliate products, I mean, one of my most profit generating things, and in fact, I'm going to throw the domain name up here and I'll tell you about it. I sell domains and hosting at domainsyoucontrol.com. And basically I'm just a representative for GoDaddy, but we've sold thousands of domains. I have over 1,020 customers in there, and that's just residual income. And because a lot of my courses require people to set up either WordPress or a hosting account. So, everything feeds everything else, but the lead generator for me in all my businesses is this content marketing. Podcasting is a word for what Gary Vaynerchuk, I don't know if you like or follow Gary, but I think he's pretty smart. He says you need pillar content, and then you break that pillar content into micro content and be everywhere. And you just, it's not something that happens instantly, but if you build this big audience and you don't have a back end of things to sell them like you do, I mean, you've got probably 100 things to my one, but I'm still making a wonderful, comfortable mm-hmm. residual income off of what I have. And I meet with people and I go, what are you selling? I don't know. Well, I don't know is not a good answer. Right. So the podcast is generating leads for all the things you sell is what I'm hearing, correct?
Exactly. And some of the things are even giveaways. Like, for instance, you talk about ebooks. I wrote an ebook in 4 hours on a layover at McCarran Airport in Las Vegas. I vividly remember it. It's brought in $3.6 million so far. And it's a free giveaway. And people right. say, oh, that sounds like BS. Well, let me explain to you what this is. And when Mike talked about a book being, you have to sell a lot of books. Well, a book is the biggest hassle, least profitable thing you'll ever do in your life. But a book should always lead to something else that is much higher profit. So if somebody reads this book, they learn how to do something, but they can't do it unless they purchase the tool that's in the book, and I get a $600 a year commission. And some of them have had it 15, 16 years. See? So that's how the 3.6 million, and it still keeps coming in anywhere from $6,000 to $15,000 a month from that 4-hour investment. See, my whole thing is work, get paid, 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 paid.
Well, where do you get that book? Let's give that book away to my listeners.
Yeah, you just email me at orders@antion.com and I'll send you a copy.
Okay, so let me throw that up on the screen.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, throw it up. Yeah, orders@antion.com. I'm pretty accessible, folks.
Let me ask you, wasn't that the ebook on shopping carts?
Yes, on shopping carts. So it teaches you all the things you should know about a shopping cart and a checklist. And I'm pushing my shopping cart, but it gives you a checklist to see what you should have in a shopping cart. Because when I first started, Mike, in 1994, it was $2,000 for a shopping cart that would, and if it actually took the order, we'd have an office party. You know, it was just crazy. And then I bought an affiliate module, $1,100 from another company to mesh with it so I could have an affiliate program. It never worked, and each company blamed the other one that why it wouldn't work. So I had $3,200, $3,100 tied up in something that wouldn't even work. Nowadays, you're shopping. It's the lifeblood of my whole system. It's selling things right now while I'm talking to you, and autoresponders and all that stuff. We could do that on another episode.
Well, sometime. I mean, that's what I'm saying. You are such a library of amazing marketing information. So let's get back to podcasting. Your podcasting is how often do you do your podcast?
I have three a week. So we're in around episode 340 right now.
You're doing 12 shows a month?
12 shows a month. Wow. Usually a Monday is, well, you know, I don't do anything half baked. You know, you know, if I tell you I'm going to do it, I do it. And by the way, I've got some killer marketing tips for people on their podcast. In fact, Mike, and everybody that knows you probably trust you greatly, that I'm going to tell you something that the last thing I say today is going to be one of the best marketing tips I've ever given out in my 44 years of business, 26 on the internet.
Okay.
And it's going to blow people away. And you know me, I don't hype stuff and then not come through.
No.
Stand by for that one. But yeah, I got tons of good marketing tips. But yeah, I do 12 episodes. Usually a Monday is an in-depth training session on something that's either made me a lot of money or saved me a lot of money. And then Wednesdays and Fridays are normally interviews of other great entrepreneurs. And you've been on twice and you're going to be on again next month. So telling all the new stuff you've been doing. So that's been, I only missed 1 week in the past since June of 2018, where I was just swamped with moving my school. So I said, instead of half baked, I'm going to just take a week, a hiatus week off. But anyway, it's been continuous since then.
Well, so here's what I'm hearing. You made a commitment to three shows a week. The first week, you probably were just getting a ripple. You had an email list you could send and get people to, but it's the consistency and the, you know, and one of the things that people don't think about, but I call it the Netflix phenomenon. People make Discover Your Podcast today, and they can binge listen 300 other amazing episodes.
A lot of them go back to a number one and start and go straight forward. But you know what? When I first started, Mike, I planned. Here was my plan, and then here's what actually happened. I planned on getting 20 episodes done or in the can before I launched, and I ended up with 50. So I did 50 episodes before I launched. And then people say, well, why in the heck would you do that? Well, here's the reason. One of the best ways to market your podcast is to be on other people's podcasts.
Right.
So because, you know, the people on the podcast listening to you know how to listen to podcasts and they like podcasts. So it's a great way to get on. So I wanted, with those 50 in the can, it gave me 4 months where I could not have to worry about recording a darn thing. And I could totally concentrate on being on other people's podcasts. And that's what, besides my email list, that's what kicked off a lot of my early subscribers was being on other people. And today I got another tip for you. Oh, man. On how to get, you've heard of a podcast agency, right? Where people pay them to get them booked on podcasts.
Yeah, right.
So I have a method for your listeners to get that service for free. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I do. You better believe it.
All right. So as a podcast producer, these agencies seek you out and start pitching their clients to you. The clients have paid them a load of money to get them on podcasts, right? That's the way it works.
Right.
So I started, I have a little thing I cut and paste. As soon as they pitch me somebody, a new agency, I send them this email back. It says, we're currently only accepting reciprocal appearances. So if one of your clients has a podcast and it makes sense for me to be on it, we'll make a deal and that person can be on my podcast and I get to be on their podcast.
Right.
So that agency is now working for me for free.
I love that.
Do you see that? So I've been doing that mostly lately is as soon as they pitch me, I say, okay, here's my credentials. If we trade, that's great. And so they go out and hustle to get me on the other podcast for free.
Well, all right. I'm going to recap here, and then we're going to have a word from my sponsor.
Okay.
But you got good equipment. That was one of the things you did.
Yep.
You made a dedication to do 6 times more shows a month than I'm willing to do. And that's my choice. But the thing is, consistency is the message there. And if Tom, who is a busy entrepreneur, he's not a guy just sitting around twiddling his thumbs going, I've got nothing to do. He's got more to do than he can shake a stick at. But he, you know, like you said, when he goes in, he goes all in. So he made a commitment to X amount of shows a month. That's another thing. People do, I've seen people say, I want a podcast. They do 2 shows and they hit a wall and they stop and then they say, well, it didn't work.
Yeah.
You know, you were 50 shows in before if you knew anything worked.
Right.
So there's a lesson there. So good equipment, good content. You needed somebody to get you a theme intro to it.
Yep, that's it. Yep. Hold your hand up.
I took his keyboard right here and wrote you some music, which I think you're still running.
You should play the end when you get a chance. Play the opening to one of my episodes.
I'd have to hook up all this music stuff. Oh, to make okay. It. We'll have a whole music jingle SERP term live show, and I'll have you on it. We'll talk about.
No, what I meant was, just go to the web and play one off my website.
Well, in StreamYard, I should have uploaded the theme, and I don't know if I've got it. But
no big deal. All right.
Hey, folks, you want to hear the theme? Go to ScrewTheCommute.com. Go to Apple. You need to subscribe to Tom's podcast. I'm telling you, it is a what's that big place in Washington? In fact, that's a great picture to show here. We need to show some of these pictures and we need to talk about.
Yeah. And that's the last tip I show you got me invited to the White House, and it's all podcast related.
Well, I want to hear that story after, but anyway, let me keep the recap going here. You're consistent and now you don't regret doing it at all, do you?
No, hell no. No. It's, when episodes making money, you know, it makes you want to do more.
Well, you know, that's one of the things about Nashville. I have been trying to get the music community here in Nashville. That's one of the reasons I moved to Nashville. And I mean, I've actually had music people say, just what is a podcast?
That's crazy.
And then the next objection was, well, why would I do it? And then we don't have time. You know, you made the time. That's the lesson here. Here is a busy, successful multimillionaire entrepreneur friend of mine who I respect and trust completely. And he said, okay, I get it. I see the path and I'm consistent. And that's the lesson you folks need to really pay attention about. You know, if Tom Antion made this a priority, you don't have to learn all the nuts and bolts of it. The nuts and bolts of making this happen, that's the easy part. The hard part is commitment and all the things that you did. So we'll be back here. We've got some images here that I want you to give us some information. And then if you can stay long enough, I want you to,
answer. I got loads of tips for you. So,
okay. And I got some people here, some questions and Tom, this is, let's give a shout out here. This is Wayne Moss.
Hey, Wayne.
Wayne, let me tell you something. He's a Nashville hero to me. This is the guy that played guitar on more hits. If you Google this guy, you're going to be blown away. He played lead guitar on Pretty Woman. And
my God.
I mean, this guy is my buddy, and he's a sweetheart. And hopefully he's feeling better. He's had a little bit of underweather things going on. But Wayne, you comment, let us know you're doing okay. But thanks, Wayne, for, you know, you got you're a legend in internet marketing. Wayne, man, is the deal. He's one of the Nashville, played on Blonde by Bob Dylan, played guitar on that whole album. So anyway, so nice to have you here. And oh, hey, there's somebody in the other room. She's
I can hear y'all. Hey,
okay, so here's a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back. Tom, so good to have you on the show today. This is just, hey, I don't want you to go. Golly, this is just too much fun.
I ain't going anywhere.
Okay.
Without a mask.
Dark Life Secrets. Go live, repurpose our kind.
Doc Life Secrets is here, and I am more excited about this training than any offer I have made in years. Content marketing is the way you build visitor traffic to your online business offer. Some say the only organic SEO left. When you make the commitment to create a regularly scheduled live show, repurpose that show as a YouTube video, podcast on Apple and Spotify, as a Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn post, and transcribe that audio into text for articles and memes, it is the fastest, easiest way to do content marketing and have audience engagement. My course has three offers: do it yourself, done for you, and a financed cert term jingle bundle. I believe in this so much, I made the commitment to go live, repurpose, and archive myself. So go to dotlivesecrets.com and you can start going live, repurpose, and archive yourself.
Dot Life Secrets. Go live, repurpose, archive. Dot Life Secrets.
I hope you can't get that jingle out of your head.
I can't. It's stuck in there right now.
I was the first singer I hired myself because I happened to be here. All right. Do you want to talk about some of these pictures? You got some other things you want to talk about first?
Yes. Yeah, so, I got some hardcore tips for people, more than what we've talked about now. So show the podcast app. Yeah. No, that's not the one. That's the one. Yeah. So, that app would have cost me, if I just developed it from scratch, anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000. This is my podcast app. Now, I know Mike kind of likes Blueberry as a hosting service. Isn't that right, Mike?
No, I use the Blueberry plugin with Amazon S3 is the way I teach.
Okay.
Are you using Libsyn?
Libsyn, and Libsyn is one of the oldest, biggest, and it's so cost effective. I mean, for 12 episodes a month, I only pay $20 a month. For high quality, and it distributes it to all the other major places, you know, that you can hear podcasts. But anyway, they have a service where for $99 a year, they created this podcast app for me. All I had to do was provide the graphics. So I'm sure it's a boilerplate podcast app, but nobody knows because your graphics would look different than mine. So I have this killer podcast app. You can get it at screwthecommute.com/app, and we have instructions on how to use it and everything. And if somebody calls you on the phone, it'll pause your podcast. And then when the phone call hangs up, it'll start right back up where it was. And you can save your favorite episodes. And it really brands you as being serious. And now, would I have paid $2,000 to $5,000 to do it? Nope. But for like $10 a month, you'd be crazy not to brand yourself and have this, you know, something this high quality. And you can start with Libsyn, I think, as little as $5 a month, you know, so for podcast hosting. So that's what I wanted to tell about a podcast app.
And your experience has been that having the podcast app has helped you build more audience
and make them more loyal. And it's, you know, the episodes are shoved to them. I mean, there's probably other ways that they could get to do it, but now they're kind of tied to me with, you know, right on their phone every day is Screw the Commute podcast. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm going to investigate a way to implement that with mine, because at the time when I was teaching people to put up podcasts, I mean, you know, they were lucky that they would, you know, get a URL, a domain
name. Right.
You know, You know, but like I said, I'm learning here too. So you want to show the other image here?
Let's see. So yeah, show the one with the speak pipe. Yeah. So this is just a little portion of the homepage of screwthecommute.com. And at the bottom, you see a little thing. I've got it expanded there with those, you know, to big. It says send voicemail. This is a program called, or a widget called Speak Pipe, SpeakPipe. And it allows people, and I invite anybody listening to click on it and just send me a voice message. And I get an email that says, hey, you got a voicemail on your website. And then I can click my cell phone and send you one back. Say, hey, thanks for checking in to Screw the Commute. Yeah, you can do this, that, and the other. I can answer your question all right there. They have a free version, so this is totally free. So if you know, it's just crazy not to do it. And it's cool. And, you know, they have paid versions that give longer messages and so forth. And then what you can use this for on your podcast, besides just having it on your website, it's great. But what you can use it for on your podcast is to request that people that like your podcast to leave a testimonial on your voicemail. And also they can give themselves a shout out with their website and everything. And then you can edit that into your podcast as social proof and a voice testimonial. So this is perfect for podcasters and everybody else.
You know, I told you, you're going to have to come back. There's too much to talk about.
I didn't even get into the good ones yet. Are we in a hurry?
Well, you know, I tried to keep this a half an hour show, but I'm not going to do that today. We still got a good amount of people here live, and I want you to, right. I don't want to use your time.
You know me, I give more than a bargain for. So let me get into some of the other tips I want to tell people about.
Okay.
One is, I already told you about being your own sponsor. Next thing is if you're selling any kind of products, giving a shout out on your podcast can be used as a bonus to help sell your main product. So I might say, I'm on in the middle of my podcast. Hey, I want to give a shout out to my buddy, Mike Stewart. He's responsible for teaching me all this great audio stuff. He's the internet audio guy. You got to check his stuff out. Hey, if you heard my opening, he's the one that did the music for my opening. You got to check Mike out at theinternetaudioguy.com. So that's a shout out, okay?
Right.
And so that can be used as a bonus for other products that you're selling because it's got great value to put you in front of thousands of people. So that's another great tip to use when you're doing podcasts. Okay, any questions on that one?
Well, you know, I put up here in the comments, we're getting people making, in fact, I want you to see it. Guess who's here? One of your buddies.
Oh, look at that, Jeff. If you got a mouth, you got a product. Yeah.
This is a good coaching client of mine, a brilliant
man. I've seen him around. Yeah,
I met him at NSA probably 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And Bill is still doing coaching with me, and he is a brilliant marketer, and he's just a PhD of speaking. I mean, he's here. And then we're getting, I mean, I'm putting up comments, but I want people, here's Ian. He said just showing you that we got people here live. This is one of my marketing buddies, and he's also a bug marketer. He's here today. I love this, Tom. That jingle will be with me till next week's show. Well, that's the So, and of course, this is my sweetheart coaching client out in Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, I love Sedona. Yeah.
Yeah. And she has a podcast and she is brilliant. You gotta check.
Google. How do you pronounce her first name?
Naroop.
Naroop. I almost bought, there's a geodesic, or not a geodesic, there's a concrete dome on the way into Sedona. I almost bought that as a place to live. I'm sure she knows. It's like a tourist attraction almost.
So if people, you know, this is a chance, you know, Tom charges a lot of money. So if you got a question, don't be bashful, answer a question. Otherwise, Tom's got plenty of information. In fact, to quote this other gentleman up here, I like what he said, Tom. He said, this is William Singleton. Glad, William, you're here. Has a lot of always worth the listen. Well, you better believe it. You better.
Thank you, Wilmer. Appreciate it.
All right. So what do you want to talk about?
Okay. So the next thing, a tip for podcasting is to highlight certain groups for maybe a week or a month. Like right now, as I'm talking to you, it's Vetrepreneurs Month on Screw the Commute podcast. So everybody I interview is a veteran because we love our veterans. We couldn't be doing what we do now if they hadn't been keeping us safe, and there's too many idiots out there ragging on them. So it's Vetrepreneurs Month. So that, so besides me loving my veterans, they will take their recording and put it out in their social media and spread the word to markets that I would have never reached in a million years. See, so highlight certain groups each week or every month or, you know, once in a while, and that will really expand your market to lots of other places. Okay. Now, most of the people at my level make the bulk of their money with email. So anything you can do to build your list is a good thing. I mean, people could hear you on Apple Podcasts, but you don't have their emails, no way to reach them again. So you want to give things away, and I'm going to give something away to your crowd right now. It's my automation ebook. We sell it for $27, but you get it free for listening to Mikey Live. And you go to screwthecommute.com/automatefree, screwthecommute.com/automatefree. And just one of the tips in this ebook saved me 7.5 million keystrokes. No kidding. We figured it out, roughed it out. And it allows me to handle up to 150,000 subscribers and 40,000 customers without pulling my hair out. And so you're crazy if you don't implement the stuff in this book. So there's a thing, but you're going to go opt in to get it. See, so this is a list building device. Now, another list building device is the transcriptions and show notes. You can require an opt-in for people to get the transcription of your podcast. So that's a list building device too. So, so there's a bunch of tips. Are you ready for my big finale tip?
Here I am. Come on, bring it up.
Put the picture of the White House up there again.
Okay. Your wish is my command, sir.
This tip got me invited to the White House to speak to the office of the Second Lady, whose platform is military spouse employment. See, I live in the Norfolk, Virginia area, Virginia Beach, and all the military spouses around here have to take lousy jobs because everybody knows they're going to move. Yeah, you can get rid of that picture now. And so then they move to a new station, and then they got to take another crappy job. So my school is really great because it's portable. In fact, we're covered by the Department of Defense to give military spouse scholarships so that they don't have to just suffer with pitiful jobs all the time. All right, so that's kind of the setup here. So I wanted to get in with more military spouses. And in the past, I would have taught you to go to a Facebook group. Hey, how you doing, Barry? Nice to see you. I would have taught you, this is what I would have taught you in the past. And then I'm going to give you the modern method that's going to blow you away. So in the past, I'd have said, you find a Facebook group that you want to, I don't want to be mean and say infiltrate, but you want to get in there and get your message across. Well, you can't go in there and just start advertising yourself. They'll kick you out really fast, see? So you have to go in there, get known, make nice comments, and over time, people start maybe going and checking out your profile to see what you have. Well, this is a long, drawn-out process that maybe they would come, maybe you'd get some business, but you'd spend months doing this, all right? All right, wipe that off the plate. Wipe that out of here, all right? If you have a podcast, you go to the admin of the group, and sometimes there's multiple admins, and you interview them on your podcast. Guess what they're going to do with that interview once it's done?
They're going to share it.
Where are they going to share it?
In the group.
In the group that you wanted to get into. So you just went to the top of the list, like boom, like that. So let me tell you what this meant for me. I don't know if this is making too much noise. So I did this with this Vetrepreneurs group. I interviewed the admin. He's a Bronze Star recipient. We hit it off like crazy. We're into guns, self-defense, and we just hit it off. So then from that, he put it in his group, and then he invited me to do a series of events for his group. He even made me an admin of his veterans group so he wouldn't have to deal with it. I do this series of events. I don't charge him anything because I love our veterans, and I just do it for free. Well, I met a military spouse of the year at Fort Bragg. Also, she is a Marine veteran. So she's both a veteran and a military spouse. We hit it off. I had her on the podcast. She had a direct connection to the White House Second Lady's office and got me invited there. So she took me up there and walked me right into the White House to talk to the Second Lady. Also, I spoke at a big military conference in D.C., within 1 month of interviewing the admin of that group. That's your marketing tip that should, if you're a thinking person, should blow you away.
Okay. All right. I got a quick question.
All right.
You went to Facebook. What did you do to find that group? To know you want
hit the search button for whatever your topic is.
You just searched Facebook groups for something that you felt would have a connection.
When you do a search in Facebook, you'll get a list of stuff. And if it says like, that's somebody's individual business page. If it says join, that's a group. I just looked for groups and I said, look at that, 14,000 military entrepreneurs. So not only does entrepreneur fit me, they all got, spouses, many of them military spouses. And so I just hit that one and bam. And then I interviewed the other admin and they promote me and put it on their social media. So that tip is one of the best ways to reach enormous numbers of people with a warm introduction. And so that got me invited to the White House.
Well, that's kind of what I call virtual networking. Mm-hmm. Probably the most important thing for me building my business over the years is you just can't be a secret in your room. You have to be proactively, you can do things like, call out your old buddy, Tom Antion, and get him to be on your TV show. that's akin to what you did with a strength. Yeah. You didn't know these people in this Facebook group. You befriended them. You found some common ground and you didn't, I don't know if you had an expectation. You just knew that.
I could do a lot. Well, first of all, if I never made a nickel, I owe these people, you owe them, everybody owes them for what they sacrifice. If you saw some of the stories I'm hearing in Vetrepreneurs Month of what they went through and what they're suffering with when they come home, you should live in gratitude that they're out there sacrificing their life so you can have a nice life.
I thank you for your service many a time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I even found out that sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. I was asking this lady, she says, don't expect everybody to hug you when you say that because it brings up
bad memories or something.
Some of it, yeah. But she said, do it, but don't expect that. Some of them it's hard for them.
Without expectations,
yeah,
I get it.
Exactly. So I went and did it with no expectations at all other than, hey, I'm paying back for my ability to sit here safely. I mean, so far nobody's rioting outside yet, but I'm watching for them. Anyway, great things can happen to it. And then you can replicate it group after group after group. And another spin off of that is I ask, I did an insurance podcast one time on business insurance. So I went to major insurance groups. This is another good sidebar tip. I guess I lied about it being my last word here, but this is another great one. So I used my speak pipe. And I said, hey, I went to the admin of a big insurance group. I said, hey, I need a comment for my podcast on business insurance, and you can promote yourself and your website and everything. And so I got two major insurance executive leaders of these groups to leave business tips on my podcast. Well, guess where those podcasts ended up.
On those groups?
In their Facebook groups. Right? And they didn't even do a whole episode. They just left like a three-minute comment with a tip on business insurance, promoting themselves, and then they put it in their group.
Tom, you beat all. That's just you. You are just, you're the Energizer Bunny of internet marketing. That's what you are. You know, my good friend here, Bill Lampton, had to say this. This is his comment. You can take that testimonial. What an info-packed show. I've taken careful notes, and I will listen again with pen in hand.
Oh, that's a good deal.
That's how valuable. Folks, go to Antion.com. See what this man has created. See how you can get in his world. Because, you know, if you want to screw the commute, if you want to have an online business, this is the guy who kick-started me when I'm going, you know, I'm just a musician. I'm a guitar player, keyboard player. And I thought I was doing good if I could make 50 bucks a night. He taught me so much. So will you come back and do some more with me?
Yeah, Tom? I'm just getting warmed up, man. I mean, geez. Yeah, let's roll. Yeah,
so. You know, I folks, do you have any burning questions?
Yeah, any questions you have? Things?
Because I like to respect people's time. This is just a service to my community, and I'm using the model of television. It's brought to you by .livesecrets.com. It's brought to you by Antion.com. The way we're able to continue doing this is when you learn what we have and you see that there's a fit, then, you know, act upon it. But, you know, givers get is a thing I've heard for years. You know, we give, and when you give, you receive. And more importantly, you need to take action. You know, we used to call it shelf help. You know, people mm-hmm. would buy shelf help. They put it on the shelf and never, the tools are there and the mentors are there and the teacher will appear when you're ready, but you've got to make a commitment. And that's why I want to keep doing these live shows to build. This will live on YouTube and Facebook forever. It'll live at MikeStewart.live forever. It'll be distributed through all the podcast channels. So I want people, if you don't know Tom Antion, hopefully you will go check him out at Antion.com. Howie, that's been your email address and your...
Just use Screw the Commute. That'll lead him to everything, yes.
Well, both of them. You know, the Screw the Commute is the newer. Antion.com, A-N-T-I-O-N, has been around since I met you. So
the
you
original,
had
yeah. That was 94 when I started, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So I guess people don't have any burning questions. I guess they're just so busy writing things down. You have any closing comments before we close out?
Yeah, I just I live and breathe this. I'm a fanatic at this. You get a lot of tips if you've been doing this day and night for 7 days a week for 26 years now. So online, not counting those in business before that. So it's a great lifestyle business. We didn't even talk about my school, where it would be a great legacy gift for your kids or grandchildren. I really get sick of these, you know, people spending a fortune on four-year colleges and the kids are learning how to protest and they get out and they're competing for jobs at Starbucks. So we have a school that puts these hardcore skills into practice that every business needs. So we have anybody who wants to talk about it for their kids or grandchildren, nephews or nieces, get in touch with me. Or if you have any questions on anything that I'm qualified, I'll be happy to do it as a friend of Mike's. That's for sure.
Well, Tom, I am definitely going to have you back. I think people really enjoyed the show today. So this is Tom Antion from ScrewTheCommute.com and Antion.com. I'm Mike Stewart, and you hopefully are at MikeStewart.live. There is my cell phone, 770-826-3662. I do answer my phone, and if you are serious about doing things on the internet, especially when it comes to audio and video marketing, I hope you'll reach out to me. I hope you'll reach out to Tom. What an amazing show. I'm going to go back and watch this show again today. This was amazing. So for 2 weeks from today, the second Monday, second Monday and fourth Monday of the month is when I do MikeStewart.live, and we'll have another guest in 2 weeks. So thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.